rules. Money rules. Money.
Welcome to the Money Rules Podcast, where we tackle your personal financial matters with leading financial advisors. Your host, Boitumelo Ntsoko.
Today we're diving into hedge funds, an investment class that has been steadily growing in South Africa. This asset class has been traditionally associated with the ultra-wealthy, but is that still the case? To help us explore why you should consider hedge funds, how they work, and what growth we've seen in this space in South Africa, we're joined by Keegan Marcia, a director at Parity Investment Partners. Welcome, Keegan.
Hi, Tumi, and thanks for having me.
To kick things off, can you explain what hedge funds are and how they differ from more traditional investments like mutual funds or ETFs?
Yes, certainly. Hedge funds are actively managed investment vehicles. And what distinguishes hedge funds is their capacity to employ diverse strategies to generate returns, including short selling, leveraging, and derivatives trading. Unlike mutual funds or ETFs, which typically track indexes or invest in a basket of stocks or bonds. In contrast to traditional funds, hedge funds are not solely reliant on bull markets to generate profits. For example, a hedge fund might bet that a stock will go down in value, something called short selling, whereas a mutual fund generally buys and holds the stock for the long term. Hedge funds have more flexibility in their strategies, which can lead to a higher risk, but also the potential for greater rewards.
Now, South Africa's hedge fund industry has been growing, but it's still relatively small compared to global markets. How have local hedge funds evolved over the years, and what factors are driving the growth of this asset class in the country?
Hedge funds in South Africa have certainly seen a significant rise in popularity, with recent data showing record net inflows and substantial growth in assets under management, indicating that retail investors are increasingly choosing to invest in them due to their potential for stable returns during market fluctuations. South African hedge funds attracted record net inflows of $6.2 billion in 2023 and grew the assets under management to $137 billion. That is significant growth from $86 billion at the end of 2021. That is a 58% overall increase. The South African hedge fund industry started to formalize in 2015 when the Financial Sector Conduct Authority introduced regulations, making it one of the few countries with regulated hedge funds. The growth in South African hedge funds have predominantly been driven by regulatory clarity, institutional and retail investors seeking diversification, and a growing awareness of alternative investment strategies that provide risk-adjusted returns in volatile markets.
Keegan, these funds are often seen as high-risk, high-reward investments. Would you agree with this perception, and how do managers mitigate risk while seeking returns?
Yes, ultimately hedge funds are perceived as more risky because they often use leverage and complex strategies. However, all investments, including traditional investments, carry a certain degree of risk and is relative to each asset manager and how aggressive their investment strategy is. It all depends on the fund manager responsible for managing the hedge fund, as not all hedge fund managers are created equally. Risk management is a key component of any hedge fund strategy, and there are various ways a hedge fund manager can manage the risks within a portfolio. One core strategy is that the hedge fund manager should diversify their short book and prudently size their short positions. This will assist to protect against certain market shocks, like the so-called meme stocks that have surfaced in recent years. The manager should also remain flexible in their approach whilst ensuring they have sound principles to follow as a team. This also equips the manager to be nimble and move in and out of positions as quickly and when necessary. Lastly, having the ability to diversify geographically through investing both locally and offshore will assist in diversifying the portfolio and reducing the overall portfolio risk.
Now, we know these funds have historically been exclusive to high net worth individuals, but we're seeing more interest from a broader range of investors. In your view, why should someone consider adding them to their investment portfolio?
Hedge funds can provide an important layer of diversification to a portfolio, especially for investors looking for non-correlated returns. They often perform well when traditional asset classes like equities or bonds are struggling. The ability to lower volatility and limit drawdowns while still providing high real returns makes hedge funds a valuable component to investors' portfolio. For example, in 2022, the S&P 500 declined by 21%, compared to the hedge fund index, which only declined by 4.1%. Generally, the view is to have roughly 5 to 10% exposure to hedge funds within one's portfolio.
Keegan, would you say these investments are suitable for the average South African investor, or is it still primarily for more sophisticated investors with a higher risk appetite?
While traditionally aimed at high net worth and institutional investors, the South African market now offers 39 retail hedge funds, which are accessible to the broader public. That said, these funds remain more suitable investors with a high risk tolerance and a solid understanding of market dynamics. It is important to consult a financial advisor to determine if hedge funds fits within one's overall investment strategy.
Hedge funds can be quite complex and aren't without risk. Can you outline some of the major risks involved with these investments?
Sure. Hedge funds certainly have unique differences to other asset classes from a risk perspective. The two key risks are market risk and manager dependence. Market risk, which occurs due to hedge fund managers using strategies like leverage and derivatives that can amplify both gains and losses. However, if the market moves unfavorably, these strategies can lead to financial losses. Another key risk is manager dependence. The performance and success of a hedge fund is heavily dependent on the skill and decision-making of its manager. Poor management decisions can lead to significant losses, and investors have little control over these decisions. Regulatory risk is another factor, though in South Africa, the regulated environment has helped mitigate some of these concerns.
On the flip side, what are some of the potential rewards of these funds that make them attractive to investors?
The primary potential reward is that hedge funds are designed to achieve absolute returns, meaning they seek to make money regardless of whether markets are rising or falling. Not only can profits be had in rising markets, but they have the added benefit of being able to make profits on companies that they believe will decrease in value. This flexibility, coupled with strategies that are not tied to the performance of traditional assets, can lead to higher returns during volatile market conditions over the long term, while managed hedge funds can provide outsized returns compared to more traditional investments.
Now let's get to the how. For listeners who are intrigued and want to invest in these funds, what steps should they take to get started? And are there any specific minimum investment amounts?
As always, the first step is to assess whether a hedge fund aligns with your risk profile and financial goals. It is crucial to consult with a financial advisor who is experienced with alternative investments. In South Africa, there are various hedge fund strategies available to the retail market. Currently, there are 39 retail hedge funds available for you to invest in one or more of the list platforms. The FSCA has recently classified hedge funds into two categories, namely the retail hedge funds, which have more stringent regulation requirements, and qualified investor hedge funds. Regulations have made hedge funds more accessible to a broader investor base. Retail hedge funds are now available to the public. Qualified hedge funds can only be assessed by qualified investors who are considered to be savvier investors, and this includes institutional investors. Qualified investors still require a minimum investment of R1 million. However, retail hedge fund minimums are much lower depending on how you access them and can be as low as R25,000 lump sum investment.
We know costs are a big concern for most investors. What are some of the fees and costs associated with these funds that investors need to be aware of?
Hedge funds typically have higher fee structures compared to traditional investments. The standard 2 and 20 model involves a 2% management fee and a 20% performance fee on profits. Though these fees can vary, it is important to understand both the base management fees and the performance-based fees before investing.
Keegan, how should potential investors go about choosing a hedge fund? Are there key metrics or performance indicators that they should be looking at?
When choosing a hedge fund in South Africa, potential investors should primarily focus on evaluating the fund's track record of risk-adjusted returns, as well as thoroughly researching the fund manager's experience, investment strategy, fee structure, and alignment with their own risk tolerance and investment goals. Key metrics to look at include consistency in performance, and the fund manager's experience in various market cycles are crucial. Due diligence is essential, including understanding the fund's strategy, fees, and risk management approach.
Hedge funds often employ more complex strategies like short selling, leveraging, and derivatives. How important is it for investors to understand these strategies before investing, and how can they educate themselves?
As you pointed out, these strategies can be complex and challenging to understand. It's essential for investors to grasp the fund's overall approach and trust the hedge fund manager rather than attempting to master the specific strategies. Ultimately, investors should assess whether the investment aligns with their risk tolerance. keeping in mind that no investment, whether alternative or traditional, is entirely risk-free. Investors can educate themselves through resources provided by the hedge fund manager, financial advisors, or independent courses on alternative investments. It is also worth reading the fund's fact sheet, which should explain their strategy.
Keegan, do you have any last words of advice for our listeners?
Sure. Hedge funds can be a powerful tool for diversifying your investment portfolio and potentially enhancing returns, but they aren't for everyone. Understand the risks, do your due diligence, and seek advice from trusted professionals before diving in. Always ensure that any investment aligns with your broader financial goals and risk tolerance.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Thank you so much, Keegan, for joining us on this episode and sharing these valuable insights.
Thanks, Sumi.
That was Keegan Marcia, a director at Parity Investment Partners.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Money Rules Podcast. To listen to more, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.